Good morning, everybody. You have arrived at my show. This is Lori the Love Sherpa, and you are listening to me here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. So welcome, welcome, everybody. Come on in. I'm going to let you know the directions over to the Facebook page so that we can chat live if you should feel the desire. But it is, what is today? God, I don't even know what day it is. That's not very professional. Okay, it is Monday, December 16th, and it is now 10:02 a.m. on the west coast of the United States in California, where I am. And it is a different time wherever you are, if you happen to not be in the same spot as I am. But that is where we are right now. That is where I am. And it's a very sunny day. It is thankfully nice and quiet right now. A few minutes ago, it wasn't so quiet, but that passed quickly. There was a guy outside making noise. But I'm glad you've landed. I'm glad you're here. And I was making some notes for the show today. And I am very, very, very happy about some things. I am a little less happy about a few things. I'm not thrilled that Jay is leaving, but I am happy that Serena is coming in as my producer. And the way I kind of look at things is, sure, there are things that, you know, don't thrill me, but it's like, when it comes to people, you know, moving on and doing what's best for them, my first instinct is always going to be, truly, is always going to be happiness, because I know that Jay is going to be pursuing his dreams and pursuing something he wants to do. I don't know what it is, actually. We haven't discussed that yet, but I know he's got a new endeavor, and I'm more excited for Jay than anything. even though I will miss him, because I love having him as my producer, and he's so good at what he does. And I have no doubt that he's training Serena really well. And she strikes me as someone who is very astute and very quick to pick things up. And I hear she's got a little helper there with her, who probably isn't all that much help, but he's probably her little baby. Her little newborn. So that's kind of exciting, because I feel all the energy of that, and it all feels very new and fresh and exciting. So it's like, I'm excited for everyone. I'm excited for Jay, who's going to go do his thing. And I'm excited for Serena, because this is probably a very new thing for her as well, as I gather. I know the baby's new. So I'm just very happy and excited for everybody. And I'm open to whatever possibilities are meant to happen, right? Because in life, we have to always be open to the possibilities. Otherwise, we tend to block what spirit wants to give us. And frankly, spirit is not going to want to give us anything that's not for our greatest and highest good. So that's kind of the way I look at things. And, you know, like, even a good friend of mine moved really far away just recently, like last week. And I talked about it a little bit on my last show. And was I happy about it? No. Was I despondent? No. Because I know that she's going to be pursuing her dreams and, you know, following what lights her up and following her joy. And if you follow your joy in life, even if you might not understand completely why you're doing it or what might happen once you're there, if you're following your joy, honestly, you can never go wrong. Because one, I don't believe that you can make a mistake. I believe that everything that we do is going to teach us lessons, and we're going to learn from it. So even if it turns out like, oh yeah, I tried this thing and didn't like it so much, you can always change, right? So I like to look at things that way. And I think that's kind of the way that makes sense for most people. And I don't think most people look at it that way. But, you know, I've always been a little bit different. So, Let me tell you how to go over to the Facebook page. And I'm going to do that too right now. So go to your device, your computer, and type in 12radio.com, and that'll bring you to a page where there are some options on the left, and one of them is chat. And so hit chat, and that will take you over into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you will also see, if you hit all comments, if you've never been in the group before, just join the group and Jay and Serena will let you in, hopefully. if you're nice to them. No, I'm just kidding. They're very nice people. And scroll down, you'll be in my chat room. And then you can ask me questions. You can make comments, anything you like. You can ask for a card reading if you're so inclined. I'll do a card pull for you. Those are always fun. And when I say ask questions, I love questions. I love questions about life, about your problems, about your issues, because I am here for it. I went to the University of Santa Monica and studied spiritual psychology, so I'm certified in that. And that kind of helps me a lot. And also I tend to be intuitive. I have also been, you know, trained a lot of other ways, medical mediumship and the like. And I'm also a projector in human design. And we are naturally gifted with the gift of guidance. And we give good advice. So at least I've been told I give good advice. I'm not trying to like toot my horn, but people have given me good feedback and I'm happy about that. So there it is. If you want to ask questions, I welcome them. That's actually the most fun for me. I really like getting into it and digging deep and excavating, you know, what might be happening for you. So I'm in the chat and so is Pamela. Hey, Pamela. Great to see you. Thank you for the heart. That's cute. I like that. I love the little gifts. I always like to put one too in other people's chat rooms. And Maite is here. Hey, Maite. Maite. That's such a pretty name. She says, morning, Lori and all. And Renee's here. She says, good morning. And holiday hugs. Oh, that's pretty. Gingerbread. She put a gingerbread man in the chat. I haven't had gingerbread in so long, and I love gingerbread, especially gingerbread cake. But since I stopped eating sugar, I haven't had too much cake. And I really love cake. Chocolate cake is my favorite. So, and brownies. I did make some pretty good sugar-free chocolate brownies recently. But we know I don't do a lot of cooking or baking anymore. So those occasions are few and far between. But they happen occasionally. So happy holidays to you too, Renee. And Quelly, she says, Monday blessings, Lori. Wishing you a blessed holiday and New Year. Thanks, Quelly. Same to you. Glad you're all here today. So let's see. What was on my mind? I know Mark, I was in Mark's chat room and we were chatting a little bit there. And, oh, excuse me. My smoothie is repeating on me. So Mark was saying how, that yes, Capricorns do like to work. So I do like to work. He was talking about the break that we were having next week, because this is actually my last show of 2024. So I won't be live on the air with you guys until 2025. That sounds so weird, but at least it's easy to remember, right? 2025 is an easy number. Yes, I forget what year it is sometimes. Not that often. It's more easy to forget what day it is. So yes, this is my last show of 2024. And I was telling Mark in his chat that I am a Capricorn. And he said, well, yeah, you're a Capricorn. You like to work, which I do. But I'm also a projector in human design. And what that means is we like to rest. We like to work and then we like to rest. We work a little, then we rest a lot. So An hour a week for me is perfect. It's really perfect. So this hour that I spend with you is full of joy for me and full of fun. And that's why I love doing it. And I love it because it serves you, it serves me, it makes everybody hopefully feel good and help some people. And that's my objective. So that is what I like to do. That's the kind of work I like to do. The kind of work I like to do is work that uses my abilities, my organic natural abilities, because that's what feels good to me. So that's why I like it. If it doesn't feel good, I don't like it. I don't want to go dig ditches. No shade to anybody digging ditches, but that is not something I would want to do or feel good doing because it's not organically what I'm geared to do. I'm barely 5'3" and like 110 pounds. So digging a ditch is probably going to be really, really hard for me. And I don't think I want to even, make that my full-time job. That is not what I am intended to do in this lifetime. I'm sure of that because no one's ever asked me to dig a ditch. So, however, people have asked me for advice my whole life, and people tell me their problems. I meet people very, very quickly when I meet strangers. They're usually telling me something really personal about themselves within, I would say, the first 10 minutes, because and that's nice. I really love that. That means that they can feel that I'm a safe space and I'm not going to shame them, and I'm going to be able to, offer them perhaps something that they could use, some information. And if nothing else, I can hold that safe space just to be a good ear to listen when someone needs to get something off their chest. And a lot of people do. And I'm totally fine with that. And it's interesting because I don't think I always knew how to do that. I feel like that was something that came online, towards the second half of my, years on this earth. And as Jay was saying earlier, yeah, I have done radio. Well, actually, you guys weren't in that conversation. See, this is how my mind works. It's like I can't tell where I am half the time. Anyway, we won't go into that. But I was having a conversation with Jay and Serena before we went on the air about the radio that I used to do in New York, and that has nothing to do with anything right now. Except for the fact that I'm here doing radio with you guys. So that it does have something to do with it. But my mind works in strange ways. I can go off on a tangent in different ways and like 10 different directions and then kind of circle back to my original point, hopefully. So that's how I work. To know me is to love me. It's one of my quirks. Okay, so anyway, like I was saying, this is the last show, live show of the year. And I was thinking about doing a pre-record. I haven't quite decided yet, because I want to be with all of you, and I suppose if I do a pre-record, I could still perhaps come to the chat next week. But I don't want to inconvenience anyone, like Jay and Serena are my producers right now, and if I were going to do something that required a producer and everybody was on vacation, no, I definitely wouldn't do that. So I don't know that I'll actually be here and pre-record next week either. I'll probably just wait till, like everybody else is doing. excuse me, one second. I just have to clear my throat. Sorry. I'll probably just wait till the first week of 2025, or whatever day that Mark chooses to come back, because I know he said the first full week, I believe. So I'm not exactly sure when I'll be back, but I'm sure that Mark will send out the information and it will be on the website, but it's going to be, around the first week of January 2025. So we will not be gone long, I promise. Just, I think, a couple of weeks, right? So I will say that my birthday is coming up in about 18 days. It's on the 28th. Is that, am I? No, that's probably not right. No, 12 days, 12 days on the 28th. So I am having a birthday, and I always have a birthday during the time that we go on hiatus for the holidays, which is kind of funny to me, at least. But anyway, I'm just going off in all different directions today, and that's sort of how the energy is. So that's what I'm doing. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't decided whether that's going to be feasible or not. So we'll see. We'll see. If not, you will just have 2 weeks of pre-record, 2 weeks of replays to listen to, which are they're always good to listen to more than once. Because I know that when I listen to something more than once, like any of the radio shows on 1-2 Radio, I always pick up something new the second time or the third time I listen to it. I always hear something new, and that's good because, you know, why not learn a lesson if you can by listening to something more than once? That's pretty easy. And they're all good. Everybody's really good. So I like listening to shows more than once. Pardon me. Okay. So Mark was saying that since I'm a Capricorn, I like to work a lot. And like I said, that is true. But only if it's something that I love. And I do love being here with all of you. So let me go back to the Facebook chat and see if any of you have any questions. Because truthfully, that's one of the main reasons I'm here is to help you guys. And if you let me help you, it really kind of makes my day. That's the work I love to do. Let's see. So there's a little noise outside. I hope you guys can hear me okay. Try and speak slowly and clearly. All right. I think, okay. Maite asks, any holiday New Year's plans? Personally, at this moment, I don't have a whole lot of holiday or New Year's plans. I'm not super jazzed anymore about like big parties, and I did so much of it when I was in New York, and that's when I was doing radio, and I was with my fiance at the time, Dr. Fred Vanini, and I will say we lived the high life. We did a lot of parties. We threw a Christmas party of our own, which was kind of crazy and amazing. We used to hold it at a place called Leonard's of Great Neck. And Leonard's of Great Neck was featured in The Sopranos. I don't know if any of you guys remember, but I know they showcased it there. And it is just like you would think. It is so ornate, like to the point of being really obnoxious. It's very, very over the top. And so was our party. We had all kinds of food. We invited, like, I don't even know how many people, but a lot of people. It was a, you know, sit down dinner. It was like a wedding, basically. Every Christmas, we threw ourselves another wedding. It's like, you definitely could have gotten married at that point because it was just ridiculous. I have no idea how much he spent because it was his doing, not mine, and I didn't ask, so maybe I should have. But he liked to do things in a big way, Dr. Fred, and he was a very, very large and in charge kind of guy. I wish I knew. I used to know his chart. I know he was a Pisces sun, but that's all I can remember right now. But he was one of the Pisces that, you know, there's two kinds of Pisces. There's kind of the understated Pisces, and then there's the Pisces that goes out and like rules the world, which I think is the lesser known version of Pisces, but that's what he was. And yet he was very sensitive and very caring, and had a very good heart. So, but yeah, he did things in a huge way. So I don't really have that kind of lifestyle anymore where I'm always going to parties and wearing designer dresses and Jimmy Choo shoes. And I'm sorry, this isn't meant to sound like it's bragging. It's just there's such a marked difference to my lifestyle in New York as here, as compared to here in California. So I'm not really into the big parties anymore. I would honestly rather just stay home, go to bed early. So, and that's probably what I'll do, truthfully. I like being invited places. I like being invited to, like, some gatherings. Like, if you invite me to dinner, I'll definitely go to dinner. That's cool, as long as it's not too late. I'm not a late eater anymore. So if you invite me to like an early supper, like a late lunch, early supper, I'll definitely be up for that. But yeah, I think that part of my life, I had so much of it, and it was so fulfilling at the time, and it was what I wanted at the time that I just don't need it anymore. So no, I don't really have any big plans, my day. But thanks for asking. Okay. And Eva is here, and she says, "Hello, Lori. I would appreciate mes a message around my complicated relationship with my much younger brother, Peter. Love him dearly, but we had recently very challenging, not pleasant conversation." I'm sorry to hear that. She says, "Trying to stay neutral and detached and allowing spirit to take over, but will greatly appreciate any feedback you might have for me." All right, why don't I pull a card for you? That will perhaps give us some insight. Oh, hey, Chris. Chris is here in the chat also. And she says, "I have two close projectors in my life. One is a Cancer, the other is a Capricorn." That doesn't really surprise me because since human design does work with elements of astrology, certain signs are more geared towards being a certain human design type. I too know another Capricorn who is also a projector. So I'm guessing that it's because, Capricorns are known to be very reliable, very trustworthy, very, very steadfast, and very consistent. And also, we're very logical, and we tend to make sense of most things. And that all adds up to being someone who gives good advice, because we're very no nonsense in many ways. So yeah, and Cancer as well. Cancer is obviously the opposite of the wheel. From Capricorn. And so they tend to get along, and they tend to be more alike than different. At least that's what I've found. Okay. So yeah, thanks for sharing that, Chris. I hope Pamela says, "Well then, happy birthday." Thanks, Pamela. I appreciate it. I actually really like celebrating my birthday. I just never know how to do it anymore, because like I said, if you take me out somewhere healthy, like for really good wild salmon sashimi, that would be great. Because I like going out to eat, but I don't go out to eat a lot anymore, just because in restaurants you never know what they're putting in the food. Not that they're like poisoning or anything, but I mean, some of the food in our food supply right now is basically pretty toxic. So I don't know what they're using. If they're using seed oils, I don't really want that. If they're using sugar, I don't want that. And if it's not organic, then I'm not so jazzed. So I think I did mention I found a great sushi place nearby that does have wild salmon sashimi, which is what I eat without the rice. I just eat the fish. So I was in my glory having found that. And it's so good. Aw, Cat is here, psychic cat. I am so happy to see you in my chat. And I listen to your whole show too. I always do. Kat always has really good energy. So when I listen to her show before mine, I can always feel her energy, and it also helps me get in the mode for my show, because of course she's very psychic. And I love that about her, among many other things. She's a neat lady. So I'm glad you're here, Kat. Thanks. I appreciate you being here. I really do. Okay, so let's pull a card for Eva. And I'm going to pull from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck by Tony Carmine Salerno. This is the one I use the most often because I really love it. And the messages are always so spot on. So my shuffling skills are sort of oh, there's a card. My shuffling skills are not what I would love them to be, but you know, I have two cards here for you, Diva. Yeah, wow, they actually really go together. All right, so yeah, wow, these are two perfect cards, I think. One is the Angel of Prayer. I'll read this one for, well, I got the Angel of Prayer and the Angel of Healing. The Angel of Prayer says, ask the universe and the angels for help and guidance. And the Angel of Healing says, the angels have felt your sadness and have shown up today to send you healing. So they're, you know, that's pretty understandable why those two showed up. So let me read both of them from the Oracle book and see what they say. For you, Eva, and also if someone else feels like this card resonates for you, then this card is also for you. You'll know. You'll feel it if it is. Okay, so the Angel of Prayer. Just looking for, apparently there are many, many angels. Okay, the Angel of Prayer says, you are never alone, nor do you need to tackle or solve everything on your own. The universe, God, Goddess, and the angels are always listening. All you need do is ask for their help and guidance. Prayer does not need to be formal or structured, as has been the tradition for so long in many religions. You may converse with the universe, God, Goddess, the angels, ascended masters, and all beings of light and love in your own language and in your own way. The universal power is your loving friend. The pure essence of creation responds immediately to all your requests. However, due to the universal law of choice, it will not act or intervene unless it is asked to do so. Discuss the current issue along with any other fear or concern you may have with the Angel of Prayer. So let me read the Angel of Healing to you. Let me just clear my throat. Okay. Angel of Healing. Okay. Your angel of healing has felt your sadness and has shown up in your reading today to reflect healing light into your heart. Your angel wishes you to know that you are loved more than you can possibly imagine. Even though you feel alone and unloved at times, know that you are eternally loved. Whether you feel it or not, you are dearly loved and appreciated by many on the earth plane, as well as in the angelic realm. Close your eyes right now, place your hand upon your heart, and feel the healing light pour through as you feel the presence of your angel. Feel yourself being breathed and supported by the universal life force of love, and imagine yourself glowing with light. Talk to your angel, ask anything you wish, share anything you wish. You may communicate through writing or simply through thoughts and feelings. Doubt not that your angel exists. You will receive a positive sign or confirmation of some kind in the next few days, which will help you to both trust and believe. Ha, there you go. That was for Eva. And just what I'm getting, the insight that's coming to me right now is he's feeling kind of sad about this too. He's not real happy about the way this has gone. And I feel like if you can look at whatever the situation is with him, why you guys have disagreed or you know, whatever you talked about that wasn't so pleasant. Usually we do that. We feel that way because we're taking something really personally. And if you can realize that whatever he's saying is not about you. It's actually really about him. And if you can just be compassionate, because we can, right? We can be compassionate when people are feeling like personally unhappy about something. And everybody just wants to get their needs met. And sometimes we don't know how. And sometimes we're afraid that we won't. And that's where the struggle comes. And that's where the upset comes in. So if you can just keep that in mind, it's not about you. It's totally about him. And he's just trying to get his needs met. This is what I'm feeling. And he feels really bad about what happened. He's not happy about it either. So I feel like there will be an opening and the two of you will be able to like get past this. I don't think it's going to take very long either. It's probably going to happen really soon. Like actually the card even said so, very soon. So, just do like the card said, ask spirit for guidance. Don't judge the situation. Just say, hey, this is what's happened, and I can understand that he might feel differently than I do about something. And just, let it be. Send him love from your heart. You could even have a conversation with him energetically. And I am also a big believer in, Neville Goddard's work, and which goes right along with this. And it really just, it's kind of his revision process. Well, it is actually his revision process. The revision process tells us that we can have the conversation again in our head, but have it in a different way. And usually that shifts energy very quickly. So see if you can have that same conversation that you had with your brother, but have it in a much more pleasant way so that the outcome is different. And see that happening and feel that happening. And I feel like the thing this is going to shift. So come back and let us know in the new year. Hopefully, what happened, and let us know how it's going. And I hope that's been helpful. But I feel that strongly. I really do. And the cards were spot on too. Okay, let me refresh the chat. Let's see if all of you are okay and if anybody needs anything, because I am here for it. All right. Oh, it just got nice and quiet in here. I love that. Okay. Quiet on the air is not so good, but quiet in my home definitely is. Okay. Yeah, Pamela says, some of the food that is available to us is not even food. Yeah, I know. Oh, believe me, I could do a whole week's worth of shows on that subject. Maybe I will. Although I don't want it to sound like I'm preaching, but it's really, really an issue nowadays. The food that we're eating that most people have no idea what's in it and what it even is. Some of it's You're right. Some of it's not even food, Pamela. So I have to do the best I can do. I just try and make everything organic or at least non-GMO, because other countries have outlawed GMO food. The United States has not, which is one of the reasons I don't go out to eat very often, because it's all, unless you're going to an organic restaurant, it's all GMO food. And you really don't want to be eating that stuff. I have a feeling that that is one of the reasons I've had so many digestive problems before I found out about GMO foods, because I had been eating them for probably 20 years without even knowing what they were or that there was such a thing. And I really have no doubt that that didn't do good things for my body. And I don't want to eat any more of it. So, anyhow, okay. Tara. Okay, she says, I would love a birthday message if there's time. Yes, that's right. Yours is the day after mine. And happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to you too, Tara. My goodness. Let me give you a card pull for your birthday. Hey, Edward. He says, blessed morning, love. Late, but happy to be listening. I am so happy you're here. I don't care if you're late. I just care that you're here. and lending your lovely energy to the chat. So let's pull Tara's card. She wants a birthday message. Yay. All the Capricorn energy. So funny. It's so palpable too. Okay. Let me just reshuffle this deck. It's very interesting to me how sometimes I will shuffle the deck and the same cards will pop up. That is quite uncanny, but of course, spirit guides the readings. So, let's see what spirit has for us. Rather for you, Tara, and anyone else who this birthday reading may, for whom this birthday reading may resonate, I should say. Give it one more. Don't shuffle very fast. It takes me forever. Nothing is jumping out. Let me spread it. See. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So you got the God of the Arts. I don't know if I've ever pulled this card before. God of the Arts. See what it says. Sometimes it takes me a minute to find these in the book. Okay, the artist within you is about to emerge. The true artist within you is about to emerge. You will soon feel a strong urge to express yourself creatively. This creative expression will lead you to new and exciting ventures, projects, and ideas. Sorry. Lost my place. Expressing yourself creatively will also help you to balance and heal your emotions, which in turn will help balance and heal you physically. Ooh, that's always a good thing. This is a time to be authentic and true to yourself. Allow yourself to express all you feel without reservation, censorship, or judgment. Again, no judgment. Honor the inner child within you and just be you. You can express yourself artistically in endless ways. Painting, sculpture, dancing, one of my favorites, singing, playing a musical instrument, gardening, knitting, carpentry, woodwork, pottery, and writing are but a few of the many ways in which you can express yourself imaginatively and creatively. Well, I don't know about you, Tara, but I think we were talking about dancing at one point. I think you said you like to dance. And I know I love to dance. I was dancing all day yesterday. So I think that is a lovely birthday message, and I hope that is meaningful for you. But I was dancing all day yesterday because they had a special workshop at my studio. And it was dancing is like the most fun thing I can think of doing ever. And truthfully, when people ask me if I have plans for anything, it's like, am I dancing or not? That's my first consideration. It's like, I'd really rather dance than go to a party. I mean, if it's a party where I'm dancing, like it was yesterday, kind of, yeah, that's great. But they had a workshop and it was really fun. We danced for about 4 hours. Not straight through, but a good portion of that was dancing. So that is always a fun thing for me. Dancing is my own personal party. Especially since it's pole dancing. Pole dancing is the most fun that I can possibly ever have clothed. Well, partially clothed, I guess, because we don't wear a lot. We usually wear like a little tiny top and something that resembles a bikini most of the time, and sometimes we'll add stuff to that depending on what mood we're in. But you have to have skin in order to stick to the pole, so you can't be wearing a whole lot of clothes. I mean, you can, but your dance would be very different. And some people do that, and it's quite beautiful actually, but it depends. So let me go back to the chat. Actually, I'm going to just make sure I didn't forget anything I wanted to tell you about. Nope, that was it. Okay, now we'll go back to the chat. So let me know how those cards resonate. If you feel like putting some feedback in the chat, I would love to hear it. I appreciate the feedback that I have already gotten. Okay. I do want to say before I go on that I am so grateful that this year for me has honestly been one of the best years of my life. Not that everything was perfect, it wasn't, but so many good things happened this year that made me really happy. Because last year, truthfully, was hard, really hard for me. But this year has been so much better, and I'm so grateful. And I hope that a lot of you can say that. I really do. And I hope that we can all say it next year too. But I am. I'm very, very grateful for all of you who are always here with me and who join in the chat and, give me more things to talk about because the way a projector works is we have to be invited. Otherwise, what's the point? So if you invite me in by asking me a question or making a comment, then I can engage with you. And that gives me a lot of joy. So I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm going to go back to the chat because I am so grateful for all of you. And I want to make sure that I'm not missing any of you. And I do want to say, I'm grateful for so much. I'm really grateful that I've had Jay as long as I've had him as my producer, because Jay, you're the best. You really are. You are like the consummate professional and you really get shit done. You really do. Like you're on the ball. And to have that level of expertise is so valuable. And I just really appreciate Jay. I really do. And I know that wherever you're going, you will wow them. I just know that for a fact. So, okay, let's see who is in the chat. Okay, no, I think I see all of you. Okay. So, how about if I read from my little book, Opening Doors Within, which I like to do occasionally? It is 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. And this book was channeled by Eileen Caddy. And Spirit spoke through her and gave her all of these meditations for us to ponder. And since today is 16th, is that what I said? Okay, I don't even know what date it is. I really don't. I literally have to look at the calendar every Monday. Because I do not know what day it is otherwise. And that is weird. But I am weird. I never claim to be otherwise. Okay. So this one that you can ponder is excuse me, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I can't say that. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How important these words are. You have heard them many times, but what have you done about them? What do they mean to you? Take time to ponder on them until they become living, vibrating words in your life, and until you do feel yourself being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Excuse me. Pardon me. You talk of peace and harmony, of the new heaven and new earth. Of doing my will, my means God's will, of love and light being radiated out into the world, and of moving into the new, but what are you actually doing about it? Are you living in such a way that you are helping to bring it all about? Don't allow yourself to become like a parrot saying things that mean nothing to you. Pray without ceasing for deeper and clearer understanding, and give thanks and move forward and upward. Above all, live a life and let things happen to transform your life. I kind of love that. Above all, live a life. Like, live a life. And I think that there's so much that we can take this to mean. But really, What I take it to mean is do what's in your power to help other people in the way that you, in a way that lights you up, in a way that you know you are able and that feels good to you. Because that's all that we're here for. We're just here to teach, to learn, to help other people, to experience joy, to learn all kinds of lessons. And I believe those lessons can be learned through joy and don't have to be learned through suffering. They don't have to. They can be, but they don't have to be. And I know that we are all given different gifts depending on who we are. And many of us know what we're good at, what we love. So if there's something you love, you should do that. I mean, I really want to say that because if you love it and it lights you up, you're going to emit a very high vibration, and that's going to affect everyone around you. So making yourself happy, honestly, is one of the best things you can do for the world and for the people around you that you love. You know, it really is. That's just how energy works. Energy, we can all feel the energy of other people, whether we know it or not. And the energy of other people affects us too. It's like when you walk in a room, you know, a lot of times you can feel something has happened, whether it's a good thing or maybe a not so good thing. But you can kind of feel people's moods if you're sensitive to that. And sometimes, you know, not everyone can do this easily, but I feel like most of us have the capacity to get better at it if we practice it. And some people are naturally good at it, because that's just, you know, one of our natural abilities. But like I said, everybody's good at something. I know that for a fact. So take whatever is yours to give and give it. If you are someone who, is very wealthy and you can afford to help people financially, do that. You know, because there are a lot of people who are very deserving and really need it. And if money is not yours to give, perhaps you can give your time to someone who just is lonely. You know, just to like hang out with them and listen to them, talk with them. A lot of people get very lonely around the holidays, and we don't always know because people hide things. So I feel like if you ever have the notion to reach out to someone, and you might think to yourself, well, you know, why did I just think of that person? That's so weird. Maybe they could use your reaching out to them in that moment. Maybe they could just use the attention. Maybe they could use your help in some way. But you will know, everyone has their own gifts to give, and you will know what yours are because it will feel good to give what you have to give. If something really doesn't feel good to give, it's probably not yours to give. Like I was saying before, I have not been called to dig any ditches lately because I probably wouldn't be very good at it, and it doesn't light me up. I don't get a charge out of thinking about digging a ditch. I don't, even a small one. I really don't. Some people love gardening, so and they love digging those little ditches. Might be a little different, but whatever you love, pay attention to that because that's telling you something. It's telling you that you should follow that inclination because there's something there for you, and most more than likely, something there for other people as well through you, through your energy, through your happiness. So that is what I want to say. Let me go back to the chat. I know we only have a few minutes left. So I think in this last few minutes, I really do just want to, you know, say thank you to everybody. Thank you to Mark for having me here to do this radio show for all of you. It's a great joy for me. Something I wanted to do for a long time. And it's kind of funny, you know, how it just sort of the opportunity just sort of fell into my lap, which was great. So thank you, Mark, and thank you, Jay, and thank you to Serena, who's going to be my new producer. That's cool. And her little bouncing baby. I'm just very grateful for all of you, like I said in the chat, for always being here with me. And I want this year to be great for everyone. And if I can help you in any way, I'm here. I do private sessions. I'm over on Instagram. I post a lot of pretty cool shit, I think. But you can reach me there at lori.the.love.sherpa on Instagram, or you can find me at Lori Love, excuse me, on Facebook and Facebook Messenger. And I'm just here for whatever you need. So go look in the chat one more time. I feel like it's always one of the best tools to have gratitude, because being grateful for everything and everyone, all the blessings in your life, it really puts you into a very high vibrational state of consciousness. And that's very beneficial to you and to everyone around you. So let me see. Wow. Yeah, I think we do have some more comments. Okay. Oh, wrong chat. Whoops. How did that happen? I'm on the wrong day of my chat room. I was looking at last week's chat. Oh wow. My right ear's ringing. I wonder if that means anything to anyone. Okay. Nope, you all seem to be good. So I will just say that if you don't hear from me, you will hear from me the beginning of January. And I hope that all of you have a lovely, lovely holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is that you're celebrating. And just know that if you follow your joy, it's always going to take you to the best places, as it has for me. And I can attest to that through personal experience. So you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here with you today and every Monday at 10 a.m. on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. I love you all very much. Bye, everybody. See you next year.